Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. I'm so excited to be recording another podcast episode, and I wanted to kind of shift gears. So we've been talking about a lot about business structure and trademarks and copyrights, you know, all the stuff that makes your head hurt, right? So now I want to shift gears and snatch your edges today. So what I wanted to talk about today is, are you ready? We are going to talk about shifting gears in your business and becoming the expert in your industry. I often get asked, how do people find you? How do you get business? How do people know who you are? How do you brand yourself and things like that? So I want to give you a caveat. This is not a marketing podcast. This is a business and legal strategy podcast. So I'm gonna give you some tools for business strategy. We've been talking about a lot about the legal stuff lately. Now we're shifting gears to the business strategy of things of business. So becoming the experts you want to go to in your industry, the number one, you have to become the badass in your industry. Are you ready to kick ass in that industry? So that means that you need to be good at what you say that you can do, that you can provide for people. It's not enough to have a pretty website. It's not enough to have a bomb.com social media profile. The key to becoming an expert in your industry, to becoming the go-to person, to becoming the badass in your industry, essentially, you need to continue learning, continue building yourself up in your brand, and you need to be able to offer people value. That's where people fuck up at in their business. They're not offering value. They create a package and they say, here I am, buy my shit, right? No one wants to buy your shit because they don't know who the fuck you are. So essentially, if you want to be successful in your industry, you need to provide people value. And that's really how you become the expert in your industry. That's really how you brand yourself, because if you're constantly offering people value, your name will be able to resonate in the industry. And guess what, guys? Business entrepreneurship is small, and it's even smaller among women entrepreneurs, and everybody knows everybody in some way, shape, or form. Trust me, they do. And you want to be the best of the best, and in order to do that, you have to constantly, number one, be learning. You have to constantly be building your own personal skills. For me, I do trademarks, patents, and copyrights, so that means I need to constantly be learning and learning new ways and things of how to trademark, patent, and copyright things, and basically improving my skill set. You need to constantly be improving your skill set, whether it's coaching. I can always use improving my skill set in public speaking, technology skills. If you're a graphic designer, is there some new programs you can learn? Is there some new things that you can add, tools that you can add to your toolbox while you're designing? Things like that. You want to constantly be learning. When you, as an entrepreneur, get to the point where you have stopped learning, then your business will be stagnant, and then someone else will surpass you. So that's what it means to be the badass in your industry. Also, when you offer people more value than what is actually the price tag, guess what? They're going to refer people to you. So I have a ton of clients. They always refer their clients to me for a trademark, patent, or copyright, or just legal advice in general, or even business strategy, because I have offered them value and they see the value in me. And so they either do one or two things. They either refer people to me, and or they constantly come back and reinvest into my business because they see the value. And that's how you become the expert in your field. You're constantly learning. You're constantly offering value. And also, value does not necessarily mean dollar amount. Value means you're giving people information that they can utilize. For example, one way that I constantly edify myself as the expert is that I do things such as free podcasts that you're like the one you're listening to now. That's establishing me, because now I'm able to talk about what business and legal principles, and people could really see that I know what the hell I'm talking about, right? actually, a lot of information that I offer on this podcast, you can actually take it and implement in your business. And so that's what I mean about value. That's what I mean about establishing yourself as an expert. So sis, today what I want you to do is do something that's going to start establishing you as the go-to person in your field. Can you create some blog posts? Can you create some free PDFs or e-guides? Can you do a podcast? Can you start a video series? Things that's going to start edifying you, that you can show that you know what the hell you're talking about before people decide to reach in their pocket and give you some money. And that's how you establish yourself as an expert. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to email me. And please note that anything that is talked about on this podcast is not to establish an attorney-client relationship. This is just for educational purposes, to help educate you so you can be the badass in your industry and hashtag wear your big girl panties so you can build a legit and profitable business. Until next time, ladies, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.